welcome to the show. All I'm saying is, it's time for the show. Y'all, oh my God. Shazam, what's going on, girl?
Work as usual.
Work as usual. Because it, look, y'all, it's just
the Monday thing. Past week.
All right, fill us in. I mean, what, okay, because we're going to get into that weekend. But what led up to the weekend? You know, was it the weekend itself? What was
it? Nah, actually, it's been the past 3 weeks. But last week, business trip to Minneapolis. I got back Friday, the 29th, went straight to Houston on the 29th from home for an appreciation dinner for my brother, hung out with my family, and then we got back last night, and then we had to take a trip 2.5 hours away from home for a appointment, and so I didn't go to work today. Now, the previous weekend, I think my granddaughter had a beauty pageant, so that weekend was sold up. And I want to say we had something else the weekend before that, but we just been going, like, it's been crazy. And I don't take naps, but I took a nap today when we got back from out of town.
Yeah.
A friend of mine told me that only children and old people take naps. Well, shit, I know I'm not a kid, so you can call it what you want to call it, but I went to sleep.
But I took a nap when I was young. I took a nap then, too.
Well, that's
I did.
That's because made us take naps.
Thanks.
Hey,
somebody
they needed
lying.
A break.
Yeah, somebody lying.
Yeah,
but this weekend.
Go ahead, hon. I'm sorry.
Oh, this weekend, I'll be hanging out with my family. Missy. This past weekend.
Hold on. Mecca-lecca high.
Mecca Heine Ho, listen, baby, look, we weren't playing, but listen, I'm trying to just tell y'all straight up, when this family comes together, my Lord, you were invited, let me stop clapping because it probably distort what I'm saying, because I need you to hear what I'm saying. You were invited. Now, I got some video and some snippets I'm going to be sharing on my page and all that. In the magazine, though, so you got to go to the magazine. See, I might share them on the Facebook page, but, you know, May. We bring into a singing family. We really do. Singing family, but we're not just a singing family. We're a sarcastic family. You got to be all right to be around us because we ain't look. Okay, let me get into some details. First of all, I got a twin sister, and she had on a church lady hat. Baby, let me tell you, that baby was wearing that church lady hat. I said to myself, I wanted to tell her that that's her call. I think that's her calling because she loud. You understand me? For no reason. That's church people. You loud for no reason. What you yelling for? You know, church people. She had the glasses went right. Listen, y'all meet her one day if you ever. I'm going to try to get another church hat on, but we had a good though. We really, really did. Now, tell me some best moments you had at the appreciation house. First of all of our siblings were there. Everybody was in attendance. The majority of our children were there. A couple of them had to work, so they couldn't come. I know my nephew wasn't there. My son wasn't there. One of my nephews.
Mm-hmm.
But all of them were there. And then,
yeah.
Oh, and then our other brother, Marcus, wasn't there. But he lives on the West Coast. He lives in California, so, you know, I get it, but I'm definitely going to send him pictures and videos and stuff. But I think the most fun for me was when they were playing the music and they/we were all singing with the music. It was like karaoke times 1,000.
Yeah.
And to see all of our adult children, all of my adult nieces and nephews, you know what I'm saying? It was just crazy. It was crazy. And all the girls were gorgeous. It was just crazy. It was a crazy night. It was really, really nice. It really was.
It really was. Oh my God. I'm not gonna lie. I had me a amen section with my Mecca Lecca High. Listen, wasn't no difference. I got to call on them again. I didn't know Sean was going to come in and, you know, come through, you know, and he was over in my amen section alone, you know.
Wait a minute.
He was coming. What?
You said Sean?
His name ain't Sean.
Hello? Yo, who?
My son-in-law, Sean.
Yeah, Sean was over there in my amen. He was telling me what to say with Thomas. Thomas,
you talking about Renee's husband?
Yes.
Are you sure? You sure that wasn't Thomas?
No, it was mostly Thomas.
Yeah.
Okay.
But Sean joined in. Sean was ready.
See?
I did, but it was wild though. It was wild. It was wild. Man.
Oh my God.
Really. It was crazy. It was crazy. And like you said, to see everybody grown and, you know what I'm saying, coupled up, because there was a lot of couples there.
I know, right?
I was like, everybody coupled up, you know?
I would have been coupled up, but y'all know I got a bozoism situation I had to get rid of. So
baby, listen. But we'll get into bozo shenanigans. Yeah, we'll get into bozo
shenanigans. Yeah. No, I'm listening.
Oh, I said I honestly don't think we had any bozo shenanigans going on that night. I think everything went well.
We really did, man. Crazy. Pam was stingy with that cake, though.
Yeah.
I was like, why you on guard and why you offer me cake and then just give me a little slice, a little. I told her she gave me a slither. Why you give me a little slip? What did you do? I want a chunk of cake. When you go home, somebody offer you cake, you offering them a chunk of it. You ain't offering them. You know what I'm saying? I could have ate that while I was there. You going to give me a hug.
I was done.
I was mad when I got home and opened that pan. And you know the pan was big, Zam. You know the pan, you know the size of that pan, did you? That up and that little cake just turned over and everything in the pan. Girl, I was done.
I said, Pam, tripping. She's tripping. Girl, please.
Mm-mm. But even Pam had a good time. Like,
it was really
awesome, man. It was good. It was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody sung they part of the family song, so, you know.
Yeah.
Everybody was on it. Everybody was on it. We jabbed. Oh, man, when they did. Sing, what is it? Sing to my microphone. What was it? What was it called?
Bubble.
Bubble. Everybody. Bubble. Yeah,
and I think it surprised him that, I mean, that they knew, like, his nieces and nephews knew it, like, word for word, all the way down to the ad-libs, to the very end of the song. You know, at the end of the song, when the song trail off, and you still sing it at the end, you it always, they even knew all of that part. I think that really blew him away. Now, I have heard a lot of Darion music. And what's his stage name?
Cash In.
Okay, I've heard a lot of his music. But I had heard none of Mari. And what's her stage name?
Mellow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Never heard it, her stuff. And they played her stuff that night. I was like, and I actually had her send that song to me that they were playing. I didn't even know that she had recorded it.
You know?
So I thought that was real cool. Oh, man. And then they played songs when the kids were younger.
Yeah.
And they were just sitting around in the studio with their Uncle Chris, you know. I mean, like, I don't know what that first one was, because I don't think I had heard that first one, but Walking with Dinosaurs, I had heard that one. That bass and that one is off the chain. I listened to that in my car.
I was flabbergasted. Because at first, I was like, they saying dinosaurs? I was like, hold up. And everybody was just grooving with it. I was like, wait a minute, let me listen. Then they said something about fossils. I said, wait a minute. Oh, my God.
I mean, they were on kids' levels. They were singing about kids' stuff. And it was hilarious. It was. But that bass line is off.
Yeah, it was. What,
man, but overall, man, it was off the chain, man. Overall, it was good.
It was good. I was.
I didn't join them for the after party shenanigans.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Yeah, I called it a night. We hung out a little bit longer before we called it a night. And Sister Cook gave a whole little fashion show. She put it on her little throw with her church lady hat.
Yeah. She let them have it. It's okay.
Uh-huh.
She wasn't playing with y'all. It was good.
Everybody was in good spirits. And you had a moment there too, Janice.
We're gonna talk about when they
what?
They start playing that South Side. Listen. You know, I try to contain myself.
We did that walk, but that's not the one I'm talking about.
What you talking about?
Regulators. Mount up.
Regulators. Listen. I didn't need y'all to know that, but you played it. You played it and it just went down. I mean, it was going down. You know, you shouldn't have played it. You know. But you know when they played the eyes, what is going on between the sheets in my heart? Baby was going down.
That was good. It was an interactive party, man. It was.
Yep.
And Chris was in his element. He was feeling himself. And he should have. He should have been.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all love each other and care about each other. Thank you. I just wish we were all in a position to step in and help out those who need help more. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
Yeah.
Right.
But, I mean,
yeah,
did it first time and then last time.
I say family needs to know that. It ain't that people don't want to help you sometimes. Their hands just ain't, you know, can't stretch that far.
Right. And sometimes in needing help, it's not always about the pocket change. Sometimes it's just, hey, how you doing? You know?
Yep.
What's going on
That's
with
true. That's
yeah.
true. I had a bonding moment with a couple. See, I think that's important for us to do that, what we did, you know. I think it's important because we all, our family is very unique, very, very unique, you know. And
for lack of a better word.
That's why I say you can't be, if you coming around us, you got to be ready, you know, because I really just appreciate just seeing everybody. I love seeing my cable wavy. I love seeing Renee, you know, Renee walks in there like a fashion model, you know what I'm saying? Then just watching, wait a minute, hold on. I'm going to call it Do It With Your Boots On came in. Listen, Mel came in, baby. Listen, all I saw was legs. I say, all above. Then the hair was almost to her boots. I said, like, wait a minute. Then, Lord have mercy. I mean, it was just, then Kalen walked in there looking like his uncle, you know, and.
Okay.
Because I had to do a trip back. I was like, wait a minute. And I was like, that's Kalen. Kalen grew into his suit cool head, and I appreciate that. I appreciate how your body caught up with your dome. But always been handsome, though. Always been handsome, you know.
Yeah.
And I was looking at some of the pictures, and, I mean, it was – you remember we talked to Cook, all this came from you, Cook.
Yeah. All this is you.
Oh, my God. All this is you, Cook. Oh, my God. I was trying to, Yolanda, I thought Yolanda was going to sing. Did she sing? I don't know.
Oh, she did. I don't know if she remembered, but she did.
Yeah. And then what really got me is when Polly stood up. I said, hold on, Polly. What's happening? Wait a minute. Slow down.
He kind of sprouted. But Marcus's son is, like, taller than the Polly, and he, like, 6-something now.
Are you serious? Man. That's wild. Yeah, but, I mean, it was beautiful. We look forward to more, more of these get-togethers.
And it don't have to be nothing that drastic or nothing. You know, it's just that we don't have to wait for the birthday bash because, real talk, like, something could happen this second and everybody at that party won't be here tomorrow. You know what I'm saying?
We'll get together
the next time. So whenever we have family stuff going on, I know, you know, people are people. Sometimes they don't want to be bothered. Sometimes they don't want to be bothered with certain people. But at the end of the day, just like the song says, we're family no matter what. Now, you can love this. Ain't shit wrong with that. That can definitely be possible. But if you get together one day a year or one day every month, you know, just for everybody to get together once a month, however often we can do it, you know, you know, if we can get together at that time, then shit, do that. Put up with that person, with those people, with those attitudes, with everything that's going on. You can put up with that for a few hours. Because I promise you, once food start flowing and the music start flowing, ain't nobody got time to think about negative stuff. We can cancel all that. Think about all that shit tomorrow.
Yeah. Think about that tomorrow. You know. Be mad tomorrow. Because I know Fifi got a hold of some cable wavy drink and Cynthia. I said somebody need to try that. I said, somebody need to drive that baby home. She going to...
Wait. I didn't know she got a whole in there.
Party. This is how I found out about it. Moni told me. I said, what? She said, oh, yeah. I said, that's why she was so alive. She was alive.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
You're right. That's why I love Tamar, too. You so right. And I'm not sending any subliminal messages. I'm not. I'm just saying, if you don't want to be around, that is completely great. And I wasn't specifying no one in particular. This is a family discussion.
Yes, it is.
But it is because I gotta tell you, when all our girls were standing at that counter. And we went from the Isley Brothers to Bubble to shit. What else did they sing? They did a bunch of stuff, but and all of them were gorgeous, man. Like you just said, I went back over the videos. I was looking at the videos when we were on our way home yesterday. And I was like, man, that's off the chain right there.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean. Anybody else outside the family walked in, they would have thought that was a whole perfect setup. And at that moment, it really was.
It was.
You got to pick and choose the dumb shit you want to dwell on.
Yeah, that's true. That's true, but you'll miss the blessing. You know, you'll miss the whole, you know, you'll miss it, man.
Now, that doesn't mean just let people come up and do whatever and say whatever and hurt your feelings or do whatever and then just keep it pushing. Don't address that shit. But, you know, tomorrow.
Serious business. For real.
Now, I love y'all. But I got to talk about some bozo wisdom. You want to know why? Because we ain't did a bozo wisdom segment in a minute.
I want to talk about some bozo wisdom. I want to talk about these bozos that, you know what? I'm not going to do a bozo segment. I'm not. I'm going to withdraw my bozo segment.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you why. Because you said... tomorrow. So I'm going to talk about tomorrow.
Okay. So we're going to save the bozo wisdom for next Monday.
I don't want to do it. Okay. I do want to do it, but I want to make sure I do it. Because let me tell you something about bozo wisdom. Bozo wisdom is not a male nor a female. It ain't a young person or old person. It ain't a, you know, it's all across the board. Bozo wisdom.
Right.
Okay. Like serious bozo wisdom. Bozos drive cars. You understand me? But bozos got their license at the Cracker Jack box. Bozo wisdom can go from relationship antics to you know what I'm saying, to whatever. You know. Bozo wisdom is a crime. It should be considered maybe a misdemeanor, maybe. But
misdemeanor.
Bozo wisdom across the board is a dangerous sport. It played by ignorant people. You know, folk that keep up that food.
But hold on. You said something right there.
Mm-hmm.
Bozoism, I got to write that down. Bozoism is a dangerous sport
plagued by ignorant
individuals.
Folk that lack not common sense, just sense altogether. See, because we always love to say you common sense, but we know sense ain't common. You know, it ain't that common for some people. So we just gonna say sense. Because I ain't gonna mess with y'all today. You know, I ain't gonna mess with y'all today. You understand me? But I am. I am gonna tell you this. If you still buying legs knee highs, listen. Let me tell you something. This is 2023. This is 2023.
Wait a minute now.
Because if I'm not mistaken, Sister Cook still wear knee highs. I ain't talking to my mom. My mom was born in a time when knee highs was popular, so I'm not talking to her.
Okay.
I'm talking to you. I saw this young lady. I wasn't going to go in the boat or whatever, but let me just say this. I saw this young lady on Sunday, and that baby was walking. And I feel like if you won't wear knee highs, your skirt, listen, your skirt is your dress tail. Your dress tail needs to be passed. That little, your knee pit. You know what your knee pit is? Your knee pit. Because it's knee high. You understand me? Also, your knee high should not be in the middle of your calf area. That's a knee high. That's not a calf high. That's knee high. Now, I want you to understand that a long sock ain't a knee high. That's a long sock. You understand me? Don't be nodding up the knee high. I told y'all I wasn't going to do it. Oh, y'all going to leave me alone today. Wear stuff like you supposed to wear. I'd be so mad at people. Wear stuff like you supposed to. And if you wearing heels, let me tell y'all something. Because I wasn't going to get into bozoism. If you wearing heels and you can't walk in them, or you walking in them and it looks like your ankle is leaning, you need to practice some more. It ain't time for you to wear them heels to church or to the club. You need to practice some more. Also, if your toes are if it looks like your hand is, what you say?
Yeah, I've seen that many a night in the.
I just want to get into some bozo wheels just real quick because I can't, I just couldn't do it. If it looks like your hand is climbing out your shoe, out the sole of your shoe, out the front of your shoe, it looks like a hand. Your shoe too big or too little. It's too big or too little. You need size right in the middle. Right in the middle of too big and too little. You doing too much. When you felt yourself sliding down in that shoe, when you felt your foot, you walked 5 steps. When you walked to that front door with the heels on and you felt yourself sliding down in that shoe, that meant that shoe was too big. It meant it was too big. When you could feel your toe, when you walking and you could feel your toe push up off that concrete to make your next step, that mean your shoe too little. That mean your toe is too far out that shoe. I need you to give it up. I need you to get that shoe to somebody that can wear it. Okay? I need you to do it immediately. Do it at the club. When you in the club and you dancing and you feel like you know you got a shoe on, but you can feel the dance flow and cigarette butts and stuff, that means that shoe ain't free. That means that the Lord is trying to tell you it's time to donate that shoe. That shoe ain't your friend. I never told you I was trying not to get into bozoism, but since we're here.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah. You
might need to go ahead and say it today because we might not be here tomorrow.
Okay, listen, some of y'all get y'all nails done, and y'all ain't telling that little Korean man, don't put your nail side. Listen, that nail needs to be straight on your hand. When you put your hand down on that table and your nail is pointing in the wrong direction and the other nails is listen, do the nail test before you leave the nail shop. And don't let that man put your nail on crooked. I was at the nail shop, and this man sat down and said, this is what he told me. He said, I'm going to put your nail on before she going to come and she going to do your nail, but I'm going to put your nail on for her. I said, listen. I said, I want you to listen carefully. Put my nail on. And Mo, let me tell you something about Mo. Mo hate going to nails out me because you going to take that nail off. I'm just that person. You gonna if I'm gonna pay you for these nails, you gonna put that nail on right. Let me tell you, this man, listen, this man put this nail he put my nail on there, and I say, take that off. He say, what's wrong with no? You take that off. Ain't nothing wrong. He called over the lady. They started talking. I said, don't talk to him. Talk to me. Don't talk to him. She just kept on. No, don't talk to him. Talk to me. You got my nail on crooked. Take that off. The man say, he got so mad. I said,
oh, my God.
Because when you want that payment to clear, it's going to clear. So I need you to take that nail off. So he started yanking my hand. I said, listen, sir. I say, listen, you want to be careful. I'm black. I'm from South Park. You want to be careful before you yank my hand. Like, so he was, oh, I just try. He, and so, say what he did. So he decided before he glued the nail down, you know, because, you know, they be very sarcastic. He gonna tell me, is it straight? Is that? Then he goes to my, will you want to put it on? Yes, give me the glue. But I promise you I'm taking $2 off. Well, if I put this, if I super glue, damn, I told him, I say, if I super glue this nail down, you knocking $2. Somebody come here to work. I came here to relax for you to make my hands, for you to take these boy hands and make them into beautiful queen hands. And you playing with me. He said your nail is crooked. No, listen. I don't care if it's crooked. I don't care if it points to the moon and make an exit for the sun. When you put that nail on there, it better be straight. When I point my finger, whoever I'm pointing at, that nail better be pointing at them. I don't care what you're talking about. So the lady finished the other person's nail. She came over quick. When she sat down, she looked at me. I looked at her. I say, Ann, yeah? Take these nails off. She said,
oh.
Damn, them nails was going all over. I'm talking about that lady sat there and she was so patient. I gave her a tip and she, I say, Ann, take these nails off. That man had, look, on my thumbnail, the nail he put on was too little. The nail on the pointer finger was going to the east. I say, Ann. She say, yes. I say, don't I come in here? I say, yes. I said, I've been coming here for over 20 years. Yes. I say, take your nails out. She said, but took each and every one. I mean, each and every one off. And I tell y'all about this because that's bozoism. That's why I told y'all, bozoism ain't got a color, a race, a creed, or none of that. Bozoism come out of the strange people. Like when a white woman walk up to you and say, I really like your hair. What is that about? What you like about my hair? And I got a full fro. You like my hair. What you like about it? Tell me. And you can't tell, you can't do that. You can't ask them questions because then they're going to get tripped up. And then you just standing there looking at them. You don't know where to go. They just got to walk off. Just walk off. I almost got into a Hispanic lady in Walmart because I was trying to walk. Okay, y'all, this is the last bozo situation. So you know how people lining up. They in the line at Walmart, right? People in the line. You know how the line go. If it's too many people, it go all down the aisles between the clothes, right?
Yep.
So one of the lines was short, right? I wasn't even ready to get in the line. I was just trying to pass through the line. Oh, this Hispanic lady wouldn't let me through the line. I say, "Late." I said, "I'm not trying to get in line. I'm trying to go through the line." She kept moving the basket in front of me. Bam. Oh, Lord. I say, "I'm just trying to get through the line. I'm not trying." She didn't understand nothing I was saying. She thought I was trying to cut her in line. I could tell in school that people cut her all the time in line. And she decided at the age she is that she wasn't going to let it happen this time. Because, Elsa, if you don't get out the way and let me get through the line, I mean, just in a whole struggle. And I said, "Janice, don't grab a basket. Don't grab a basket, Janice. Don't grab a basket," right? It's like she just, and then she in a conversation with somebody else while she keep moving her basket. That's why I say I got to be careful at what times I go into Walmart, because the ignorant folk are in Walmart at a certain time. You understand me? This lady, oh, my God. So I backed up, right? And I asked God to help me. I need to be delivered. I walked behind the lady. And, I mean, I didn't go to the back of the line and walk behind the people. I didn't walk behind the person that was behind her. I walked right behind her, real close, Sammy. So she'll understand. Help her, I'm just walking through the line.
Right.
I walked out of that Walmart exam. I said, "Janice, you out of line. You out of line, because you had no business."
Okay, so you say there's a certain time that these bozos are in Walmart?
Yeah.
What time is that? Because, you know.
It's right at the time, I'm telling you, right when school is letting out, or like after the, you know, like when the mama's picking their kids up from school, when the kids are all gone, that means that everybody been picked up. Don't go in Walmart. Don't you go to Walmart.
Oh, because that's when the mamas go to Walmart at that.
Oh, my God. And I mean all the mamas, the ones that are sweet and nice and courteous, the ones that are mean and mad and smoke cigarettes and that's going to cuss you out if you look at them wrong. The ones that's mad because they got to take their kids to Walmart. They mad. They mad.
See, I can't take that away from you because that's what that is. That's your experience. But my experience is they there all the time. Because when we were in Houston, I had to go pick up some stuff when I picked up the cake. And we went to Walmart. And I was waiting in this line for to check out. And it's like nobody, they believe in having all checkout lanes. You know, they hardly ever have people on the register. Well, I wanted somebody on the register. So I went to the register. And right when we were getting ready to check out, I got in line behind. There was two people in line. Then I got in line behind them. Well, as I was getting in line, light off, she said, and she was much saying that those are her last two customers. And I was like, "But I'm right here. I just have this small amount of items." And she was like, "Well, the checkout's open." I said, "Well, but Walmart ain't going to cut me no damn check for checking myself out. I don't work for Walmart. You work for Walmart. I just come in and I can bring you to check me out because you work at Walmart." Now, if I decide to to check out, I'm in a hurry and I just want to get out. That's one thing, but I came to you. It's your job to check me out. So she checked me out. I was the last one. But yeah, they there all the time. They there all the time.
Good.
You know, self checkout open. You know that ain't where I'm trying to go. Walmart don't pay me.
Exactly. Girl, I'm telling you, girl, please.
Walmart. I'm telling you, look, I was trying to get some tomatoes. That's all I wanted there. I just wanted some tomatoes. And this lady and her husband was just standing in front of the tomatoes. So I said, excuse me. The lady ignored me. You understand me? She just ignored me. And I didn't want to reach over. It's polite to just scoot over. If you're standing here reading the ingredients for the tomato, that's your business. But I just want to. You understand me? You and your husband. Is reading what's in a tomato. I don't give a look. Get food off and just let me get a tomato. You understand me? Then I saw her husband look up at me, and I gave him that look. This ain't what you want. This ain't what you want. So he just touched his wife a little bit, and she looked up and moved off. Yeah, move off. I just want some tomatoes. This is why. Walmart, you understand me, ain't right. And Walmart will make you act a fool. They will bring out the side of you that you thought that you left in high school or junior high. They brings it up to the surface. You understand me? And I promise you, I'm trying to get the list. Especially when these bozos be trying to get these parking spaces. You understand me?
Oh, wait a minute. I had a whole custom session. Because it pisses me off when I'm driving in and people are walking either from the parking lot to Walmart or from Walmart to the parking lot. And it's like they look at you trying to get through and then they walk slower.
Yeah.
But they came up when they gave them the right of way. You know, like, they know they have the right of way, so they just take their time about, man, I laid on that horn. Even after they passed, I was still laying on the horn while I was parking.
Mm.
So they
Lord have mercy. For them.
That crap just ticked me off. Man, I had a whole cussing session about that. You all right? Hey. Right.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna tell y'all this last bozo thing. I'm telling you for real. It's the last one. Listen. And we call these parking lot bozos, okay? Parking lot bozos. So, you know, my car lives. And I got to just give a shout out to James for allowing people to hit the car so much, right? I'm going to tell you why. Shout out to you, Mr. Daniels. Listen, because my car has been hit so much, I'm not scared to get real close to the car that's coming out. I ain't scared to get close to the car that's coming out of the parking space. Let me tell you something. I had a stare down this lady over this handicapped parking space. Shout out again to Mr. Daniels. This lady saw me pull up for this parking space, right? And I don't know what it is. Either it's because I'm short or because my car is little. Whichever one. Maybe I'll figure it out one day. This lady sits there and looks at me like I'm getting this space, right? I just got real close to the car pulling out. And I knew the Lord was telling me, Janice, don't be like that. I knew the Lord was having a call for it. Was either the Lord or my conscience. I don't know which one it was. You understand me? But you know, our grandmother used to say a phrase that I take along with me in my life. She used to say, "If the Lord says the same, okay." So I was looking. I was looking at that parking space. I said, "I'm gonna get this parking space if the Lord says the same." This lady was in a stare down with me like we was at the OK Corral, and baby, soon. As the front bumper of that other car pulled out of there, baby, I did a zigzag and was in that space before that lady could. Don't play with me.
don't play with me. Same, babe. I was misplaced. You hear me? So we talking about who's blessed and highly favored me. Because you weren't finna play with me. I mean, she stared me down, fam. And I know she was a bully when she was in school. She had to be. You was a bully. You was a bully when you was in school. You not gonna bully me. Oh my God, I need Jesus. For real. The Lord said the same. I got that parking space though. I'm not really I ain't playing with these bozos. There's bozos all over the world. It is. It's bozos on the freeway. It's bozos station. Saw you about to get that pump. And they going to get their spouse to get out and go stand in front of the pump. So you can't.
Wait a minute now. Hold on. Oh.
So let me tell you. That's what some of my husband would do. I ain't got no lie to tell you. That's something your brother-in-law would do. He would do that in a heartbeat. You know, my kids used to tell me, you know, whenever we went somewhere, maybe our food wasn't right or something, like they hold their head down like they embarrassed and shit. Man, sometimes your brother-in-law can do some shit. I'm like, oh, God. Like, okay, let's just hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. Because sometimes he just ain't got no understanding. Whatever, let's get the shit done so we can move around. Yeah. And who is offended is just offended. That's just what it is. But that shit is hilarious. I find myself holding my head down at times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so he would be one of those to do something like that. He would.
Jesus.
But definitely do it. And I can't do nothing but laugh because that's just what it is.
Well, y'all, that concludes our segment of Bozo Wisdom. It's a little, and we're finding out it's a little bozo in all of us when applied at the right time.
Yeah.
If the Lord says the same. Yes, Lord.
There's one more.
Go ahead.
One more. I want to say right quick. So my understanding is, well, not my understanding. My question is, we were jamming the other night. I'm talking about, it was real good. They played one mm-hmm. church song and then cut it off. We were just about to get crunk. They couldn't have gave Susie Cook her whole.
Get a tambourine.
We had the tambourines out and everything.
Everything. Who cut it off?
I don't know who the DJ was at that point, because it was between Billy and Napoleon. And who else was over there? I think Chris was helping some, but I don't think he DJed as much as Billy and Nate were doing. But
well,
yeah, just cut
out. We're going to send them a I'm
going
to go have a
act made. At the next get together, we're going to definitely have some church songs up in there for Sister Cook.
I'm telling you, whoever did it, I'm gonna send them a trophy in the mail that said you win Bozo of the Year. They're gonna be like, what?
Yeah.
Well, you could let Sister Cook have that. You really could. You could have played some Lee Williams or some Canned Spirits or something for. You could have did that. The Weird Brothers. Yes, Lord.
We'll do
all right, y'all. Yeah, all right, y'all. All right, Bill. Yep. So what are your final words?
That's always my final words.
Mind your business.
Stay out of other people, and everybody will be just fine.
Just fine. And I want to sing, I'm going to sing a little portion of this A selection that I heard on Facebook.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to sing a portion of this and as we get ready to give the benediction. People of God, get on my nerves sometimes. They call them bozo. All right, that was it.
You love that just now.
I did. And there's nothing you can do about it. We love you. We'll talk to y'all next week. We promise. For real, talk to you next week. All right, mind your business. Bye-bye.